Our radio play for this week is entitled Lady Dude. It is a dramatization based on a story which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. The Cheyenne Special is about to pull out for the West. In drawing room A of car 156, Alida Van Cleve and her aunt, Banshee, are being installed with due ceremony by the town's most eligible bachelor, Reginald Courtley.
Where do you want these flowers put, Alida?
Oh, just any place, Reggie. Here, let me take them, Reggie.
Thanks, Aunt Banshee. And where shall I put this basket of fruit, Alida?
Oh, on the sofa. In the electric fan. I don't care. Heavens, Auntie, did you ever see so much food?
My dear, it looks as though you and I will have to eat our way to bed.
That's what comes of being the most popular debutante in town.
Teas, bridges, parties. Parties, bridges, teas. Society's vicious circle. Am I glad to get away from it all?
Come now, Alida, you know you love it.
Oh, do I?
Of course you do, darling.
Oh, we all have moments when we're fed up with our lot, Reggie. I know I shall be glad to drop my role of chaperone for a while. Can I depend on that, Aunt Fancy?
Well, I miss my role of official chaperone. Oh, Reggie, just when I think I'm going to have a free evening, somebody calls me up to act as chaperone. You've no idea.
Oh, yes, I have. An idea of what a swell chaperone you are.
Now, just because you and the leader are engaged and I'm not too strict, you mustn't cast any reflections on my official reputation, young man.
Reggie, this trip ought to make history. When a tired-out Deb and a rebellious chaperone kick over the traces, look out.
I shouldn't be surprised to hear that the debutante is busy chaperoning the chaperone.
Oh.
There's the conductors all aboard. Come to the steps with me, darling.
Of course I am, silly.
Well, have yourself a time, Aunt Bunchy.
Reggie, if I don't now, I never will.
Gosh, I hate to say goodbye to you, darling. The old town's going to be pretty lonesome while you're away.
I hope it is. When you write to me, darling, be sure you don't mention a single society item. I want to completely forget everything about the whole darn town.
Including me?
Oh, what do you think?
Bye, darling.
Bye, Reggie.
Bye, Reggie.
Bye.
Bye.
I can't tell you how this country of yours thrills me. I'm simply wild about the West.
Well, ma'am, I might say as how we boys are powerful glad you showed up on the skyline. We see plenty of female Easterners out here on this ranch in the season, but the boys all vote you our favorite lady dude.
Oh, how terribly nice of them.
And as for me...
Yes?
I gotta declare you make all other she-stuff holler careful.
I hope that's a compliment.
Miss Alida, ma'am, it sure is.
Ah, thank you.
You know, when you, have a brain tablet?
Yeah, the cigarette would taste good. Thanks.
You know, when you and the eyeballer first come out...
Who?
The eyeballer. The oldest party who keeps an eye on you.
Oh, you mean Aunt Vancy, my chaperone.
Ma'am, out here, anybody who is always prying into other people's business is called an eyeballer.
Keith, you certainly have a picturesque way of describing people.
Same to you, ma'am. Why, if I was to start talking about a chaperone around here, the boys would think I was plumb locoed. Uh-oh. Speak of wild ponies and you're sure to hear hooves. Here comes the eyeballer.
You better not let Aunt Vancy hear you call her that.
Don't you fret none, Miss Alida, ma'am. I ain't been a dude wrangler for 10 seasons without getting bridal wise.
Alida, you'd better come right up to the ranch house or you'll catch your death of hemp fever.
What on earth are you talking about, Auntie?
Well, that freckle-faced, bow-legged little cowboy Pie Eye was just telling me his uncle was suddenly taken ill with hemp fever and died.
I beg your pardon, ma'am, but this night air ain't nothing to do with hemp fever.
It hasn't?
No, ma'am.
But that cowboy told me.
Oh, Pie Eye's uncle died from hemp fever, sure enough, ma'am. But you get that by having a rope slipped around your neck.
You mean he was hung?
Yeah, that's right. Pie Eye's uncle was a victim of a necktie party for stealing a horse.
Do you mean to say he was pulling my leg?
Well, I don't know about that, ma'am. But Pa and I was just having a little fun with you, pulling a ranikaboo.
Well, I'll just go back and ranikaboo him.
Look at her hot-footed, will you?
Pie-Eye? I'm afraid Pie-Eye is in for it.
Yeah, she sure will read the scriptures to him when she gets up to him.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I love these evenings with the boys gathered around the fire.
Here in the sky all studded with stars like a Mexican silver saddle. And the air so bracing.
Oh.
And the moon so bright. And...
Yes, sweet?
Oh, shucks. Miss Lita, I nearly slipped my hobbles and went haywire for a minute. Sorry, ma'am.
Why, Pete, what is there to be sorry about, except that you didn't see me?
No good cattleman tries to corral any she-stuff that's already earmarked, ma'am. I was mighty nigh forgetting your man back east.
Pete, look.
What? Where's that sparkler you've been wearing on your finger?
I sent it back east.
You mean you're no longer a promised bride? You're a slick ear now?
Yes, I'm a slick ear now, Pete.
That sure makes me feel skookum, Miss Alita, ma'am.
Yippee! Yippee! Yes, bulldog in, Pete. Don't let him sunbathe, Pete.
You see, indeed, I don't know how you catch on to this odd language. What did you tell Mr. Sack not to do?
I told Pete not to let his horse jump and push into a horizontal position on me.
Oh.
See, there he goes, sunfishing. Stay with him, Pete. Oh, look at that boy ride.
Isn't he marvelous, Auntie? Well, he would be. He's going for his bow leg.
My feet isn't bow-legged.
Oh, you mean Mr. Jack. I thought you meant Mr. Pie-Eye. Oh, yes, Mr. Jack is marvelous.
Stay in your pine, Pete. You've only two hoops and a holler to go.
Anita, here's Reggie.
What? What's he out here for? I sent him back his ring, and I told him everything was off as far as I'm concerned.
Well, he's coming this way, and judging from his expression, it isn't off as far as he's concerned.
Oh, Lita. Hello, Aunt Venture.
Oh, hello, Reggie. Oh, there's that nice Mr. Pie-Eye. I just can't keep away from that man. Oh, he's flat on his face. Oh, that naughty horse. Oh, excuse me, Reggie. Pie-Eye.
Alita, what's the reason for returning my ring and breaking our engagement?
There's the reason. On top of that fucking bronco.
A cowboy?
He may be only a cowboy, Reggie, but Pete Stack is a superb horseman. All around outdoor man. You forget this is the West, where men are men.
Listen, Alita, we can't talk here at this outdoor circus. Come on up to the ranch house and let's discuss this.
There's nothing to discuss, Reggie. Pete's my ideal man, and we're going to be married as soon as this evening is over.
Oh, don't be silly, Alita. Come on back east where you belong.
I belong with Pete. I won't go east until he goes with me. And so far, Pete says he has no reason to leave Cheyenne.
Alita, let me get this straight. You'll come back only if your cowboy Romeo comes east. Is that right?
Yes, Reggie, but I'll thank you not to call Pete my cowboy Romeo.
All right, that's all I wanted to know. Goodbye, Alita. I'll be seeing you. Back east.
Maybe, Reggie. Look out, Pete. Don't get any sunfish on you.
I say, is there a telephone around here?
Yep, just inside the door.
Operator, I want to send a telegram. Manager of the Rodeo, Madison Square Garden, New York City. Message follows. Please offer starring role to Pete Stack, Cheyenne, Wyoming, and charge expenses and salary to me. Await your reply before returning.
Isn't it glorious to be back in New York, Aunt Vancey?
Yes and no.
I'm grateful to that rodeo man for offering you that job, Pete. Don't you love New York?
He sure takes the tallow off you, traipsing around it. When are we leaving this place?
Well, we just got here. This is the smartest nightclub in New York, Pete. I thought you'd like it.
Well, now, that is right kind of you, but but it's getting way past the middle of the night. Mighty night, 10:30.
Heavens, the evening's only begun, Pete.
Well, I can't get the hang of this town, Alita. They don't start their shindigs until the time us punches is usually going to bed. And they don't start for bed until it's time to get up.
Well, that's why they call it New York nightlife. Well, Pete.
Huh?
I've dropped my bag.
Oh, don't you speak to me, Alita. I'll pick it up. Here you are.
Why, Pete, you've got your high-heeled boots on with evening clothes.
Yeah. These patent leather affairs hurt my feet, Alita. I aim to be comfortable. And I wouldn't be wearing this waiter suit if I could have discovered where your butler cased my chaps and 10-gallon hats. Poor shucks, Alita. In this here get-up, I feel like a hound dog with a ribbon bow tied around his neck.
And you look like one. Well, there's Reggie Courtley. Why can't you look like that, Pete? He sent it to his tailor.
Good evening, folks.
Oh, hello, Reggie.
How's everything, Sex?
Not so skookum, partner.
Oh, Reggie, won't you join us?
Why, thanks. Aunt Benchy, my aunt.
Thank you. Well, Pete.
Oh, sure. Grab a hold.
Your table is over here, Miss Van Cleve.
Thank you. For heaven's sake, Pete, don't look so unhappy. It isn't very flattering.
Well,
I brought you here because they've got a cowboy quartet. I thought it might make you feel at home. Oh, and we're just in time. There they are now.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is mine a discouraging one, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the rolling plains, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is discouraging one, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
By Jack, that's where I ought to be. Home on the range, back in Cheyenne. This here town's no place for me. I'm an outlaw, yeah, that's what I am. Come on, Alita. We're going back out west.
Oh, no, we're not. This is my town, and I like it.
Then you can keep it.
Please.
I'm going to shake my legs out of here. Mr. Courtley?
Yes?
I deem it a favor if you'll see Alita home.
Gladly.
And Alita, you'll find all these fancy outfits piled on my bed. And your butler with them. He don't rustle my stuff pronto when I get back to your house. I compared to this overgrown town, Cheyenne is Paradise Valley.
Please, wait for me. I'm going back with you.
Why, Aunt Betsy?
There's no use denying it, Alita. I'm lonesome here.
For Cheyenne?
No, for that speckled-faced, bow-legged, but darn cute pie-eye. Oh, please, wait for me.
Well, Alita, I guess that leaves us alone.
Yes, Reggie.
Together?
Together. And don't ever let me out of your sight again.
What? Lady Dude repudiates the great open spaces where men are men?
Yes, the men may be men, but women like me say, what of it?
You have just listened to the radio dramatization of an amusing story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.
Thank you.
A radio play for this week is entitled You're Somebody Else. It is a dramatization suggested by a story, which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. In the front parlor of a brownstone rooming house located in the roaring 40s of New York City, an earnest young man is seated before a piano playing with one finger.
When you're in love with your somebody else, nobody else will do.
Hey, George, I think I've got it.
You sure have, Sonny. Is it catching? The landlady didn't tell me you went to the room. A slight oversight on her part.
I beg your pardon.